What up, everybody? It's the Well-Spoken Token coming at you again with another episode. Ladies and gentlemen, you know I got my brother with me. Say what up to the people, bro.
Hey, what's going on, people?
What's good? What's good? Thank God for everybody that clicked on the motherfucking link today. Thank you for tuning in. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, I'm so glad that you're rocking with the Well-Spoken Token to motherfucking day. So, bro, you been motherfucking gone for a long ass time, dog. How's it been? How you feeling? You good on the mic, man? You nervous?
Do they know that I've been gone for a while? I don't know. I never know what the audience perspective is on these like mini hiatuses because I spend a lot of time just mad at you the whole time. It's like, damn, this nigga not putting out a goddamn thing. I hate this nigga. When I see this nigga, I'm putting my hands on him. I promise you, he's done. And then I get back and it's like, all right, whatever. Don't matter. Fuck it.
Yeah, nobody can stay mad at this nigga too long, man.
That's not true.
Oh, okay, whatever. I tried to play it off.
You did. No. I think the longest I've ever been mad at you was about a month.
I
spent a good month, but I mean, I'm not a bitch ass nigga, so I'm not finna be like, I hate this nigga. I'm never gonna give him shit. You know what I mean? I might get you a glass of water if I don't like you.
That's the perfect thing about having a podcast with your brother, y'all. Because look, man, like all these, I'm seeing a lot of negative energy in the pod sphere. I'm looking around. I'm like, oh, some of you niggas is crumbling. No offense. I'm not trying to be negative.
Don't do that. Don't write a check. Your ass can't cash.
I'll take anybody. I'll challenge anybody to a pod off.
Not a pod off.
A fucking pod off, bro.
You, me, three mics.
Yo, we just gonna sit down, have a good old chat. Fuck a Zoom. We in Clubhouse. We going 50-year-old style.
Don't do that.
Hold on, let's talk about this.
No comment.
How come Clubhouse is now like the new like 50 and up joint? Like it's the grownest sexy club, nigga. Like,
man, I haven't been on Clubhouse since I tried to get Tariq.
I've been on Clubhouse all of one time, right? Thank God for Tariq, by the way. Shout out to you too.
Shout out to Tariq. That's how we got that interview in the first place.
Shout out Clubhouse for that, because that's all we use you for. Other than that, like, I see you out here.
It's like I'm a little Clubhouse invite back when it was exclusive. I'm like, I'm about to use this for pod leverage.
Oh, perfect. Hey, look, it's just like when you're playing a video game, right, and you're running through a motherfucking dungeon, you're playing a level and shit like that, and you run off on a small alcove. It's like, oh shit, this is off the beaten path, and you find a random item. Like, I don't know what the fuck this is for. The game is getting real
Clubhouse
vague.
Clubhouse invite.
Right? Clubhouse. And what the fuck is a Clubhouse?
Right. No bullshit. I started, so like, while I was gone, I tried playing The Force Awakens or whatever one with the redhead nigga Jedi.
Oh, is that Force Awakens? No, it's not.
I think that's The Force Awakens. It's definitely, no, that's the
one. No, Force Unleashed.
No, Force Unleashed is the one with the ball.
Yeah, that's like, that's way cool back. One. Yeah, Starkiller. Yeah, right? Yeah. That's
Force Unleashed. The other one was the one with I'm sorry,
he's white, I'm not giving him his flowers.
Yeah. I was really fucking with the game at first. I was like, this game is pretty damn good, because I don't get to play video games like that.
I got
unless
you
I'm on the boat.
And plus, on top of that, it's a little souls like but it's souls like it's open world.
Never gave y'all niggas souls like but yeah, it was cool. But then I hit a snag, and it's just like, you find little items and shit, he like, there's a lot of little dumb shit. I don't know. That was the closest thing. I beat Jack 2 as well.
Hey, that's always a good time. Revisiting a great classic game.
I never beat Jack 2, nigga. What the fuck?
You know what's weird? What? I did. Like, I know for a fact I beat Jack 2 because he went Giant Jack. Remember that? Like, you don't remember Giant Jack?
I don't remember Giant Jack.
All right. Yeah, no.
You sure that was Jack 2?
That was definitely Jack 2.
Oh, I didn't beat Jack 2. I got to the last level.
Hey, look, Naughty Dog, y'all get y'all motherfucking love, because hey, look, y'all boss levels, y'all ending levels be a bitch and a half. Because I remember Jack 1 trying to get to the top of this fucking citadel. That was a long ass.
Jack 1 wasn't even beat. Jack 1 wasn't even hard like that.
The last level was hard as fuck, nigga. That was
that last level or whatever. Or maybe I was at peak dexterity when I was a kid.
No, when you're a child, man, and you've been doing it, all you do is this shit all day. I was a way better Halo player, Call of Duty player, like way back in the day than I definitely am now. There's no way I am. Fuck. Like, you catch me at a tournament or something like that trying to compete.
Not wrong.
But nah, So Force Awakens, I never actually got a chance to play that fucking game. That might be a game I couldn't play because I was motherfucking broke. Actually,
yeah, no, it is definitely a game that you can't play because you're broke.
Because like, I'm broke, nigga.
I like, needed like 60. You had to have like 60 bones, but I got that bitch from the bargain bin like the day before I left. I didn't update that motherfucker, so like I was running through walls and like breaking the game and shit.
Hey, cool. We love glitches, glitch boy.
Yeah, shout out to the glitches.
Bro, this while you
glitches
were gone,
ain't shit but holes and holes tricks.
Hey, nah. While you were gone, I actually got a chance to dive into Cyberpunk, homie upstairs. Let me borrow that game. Shout out to you.
The game or the TTRPG?
Nah, the whole game. Like the whole game. Nah, I played. The funny thing is, I played the Cyberpunk TTRPG before I touched the game. I wouldn't have actually played the game had it not been for fucking Edge Runners, which I also watched while you were gone. It was fantastic. Love that shit. David's story was like, oh damn, this is okay. Maybe I can't play the game.
I remember I was on TikTok and it was like, you know, David was able to do that because his empathy skill was so high. I'm like, all right, whatever that means.
Well, see, like in the TTRPG, right?
I don't
like,
want to hear that shit. It's not empathy. I don't give a fuck about on, this shit.
Just like give me a second. Let me put the concept to right. Like your humanity level, right? So like in the game, like you roll, you have a certain humanity stat.
Humanity is nuts.
Like, as you get different implants and different things, it can fuck with your brain to where you're like, I don't even see myself as myself. Like
they call that shit again. Arguments. What is it called? Like gear or tech or some shit?
Motherfucking cyberware.
No. Like what do they call it? Because they have like a stupid ass cyber
Chrome.
Name.
Chrome. It's Chrome.
Chrome. Niggas got Chrome.
In Chrome.
That guy's got so much chrome in him.
The more chrome you get, the more like less human that you feel, or the more connected to your own humanity that you are. And David, having been raised with great values and also being desensitized to a lot of this shit, watching like hella psycho BDs and shit, BDs being brain dances, watching hella
this
like
game sucks
virtual reality shit. The game is actually not that bad if it wasn't so goddamn buggy.
Anything that I gotta roll dice for to get stats, I'm like, man.
Oh, you talking about the TTRPG? Get the fuck out of here, nigga. You don't like if you ain't winning money, you don't like rolling dice. Like,
I don't even like doing that. I think dice is just inherently bad for you. Like, once you start rolling bad some for dice, you, nigga? Like you inviting evil into your house once you roll some dice.
You saying that? Well, I mean, so weird thing about that, right? Is that like, I know that we call like motherfucking dominoes bones. But dice used to be made out of bones, and
as dominoes.
I was just saying, like we call like, both of them were made out of bone. Like, but niggas used to cast knuckle bones, and then like witches and pagans and shit would be using like bones and shit like that as like different shit, and like you could use it to divine the fucking future or different shit like that.
Whatever, nigga.
Yeah, right. I don't fuck with the motherfucking wizardry.
I'll play with Satan, nigga. World. Get away from me.
Nah, man. I recently said like I called like all three. Nah, that sounds weird. I was about to say I was like, yeah, I called all three demon lords.
Wait a minute, hey bitch, wait a second, nigga. You don't want to play with the devil.
Hey,
now.
Hold on, real quick, nigga.
Going on? Don't play with the devil.
No, hell no. The shit I got going on. Look at you, bitch.
Yeah, I told you.
Hey, anyway. But really though, hold on. I know we're going off, but I just gotta like get this out. It's been a while since I've had my brother here, so we just gonna give y'all the brother.
I mean, they saw an episode last week, but no comment. Go on.
It's true that. True that. But nigga. So did you have a spurt in studying demonology? Because I did. Like
yes, but only because like we went to Galveston. with our cousin and them, and they had them fucking bootleg ass DVDs that were just
and they was getting real Illuminati and demonology.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, no way in hell my nigga Snoop fucking with demons.
He did say he was like, now close your
Yeah, right. Scary ass shit. They had the Hail Mary beat going on in the background.
Yeah, nigga. Nah, man.
Me.
I got so after being like terrified because the. I recently got a chance to do some like Halloween talks to somebody, and I don't know if I got a chance to mention my terrifying
name.
Ty. Shout out there to Black and Culture. Shout out to Black and Culture. I got a chance to do some really awesome Halloween content with her. If you haven't checked that out, go look at her series. She did a whole spooky series about like just talking to different content creators.
Where's she doing it, bitch ass nigga? I bet you don't even know.
She did it on Instagram.
I don't even know where she put it. I don't even know if my episode's out yet. So
I mean it'd be crazy to put out like Halloween episodes and not fucking
not if you're looking to do like a horror centric like niche situation. But shout out to you, Ty. Like whether or not you have it out and whether or not you guys have checked it out, you should go, yo, cause she's fucking dope, you know. Thanks. Shout out Young Deuces for being like, yo, say their motherfucking name. So like I'm trying to keep on that. But my horrifying fear of the movie The Exorcism of Emily Rose. I thought that was a really well executed horror film. There was a lot of really cool things that they added in there, like the bitch waking up at 3 a.m. every damn day around that time frame, and then learning about the devil hour and shit like that.
Sucks cocks in hell. That's not from that movie. But
no, that's from the first one, which was real crazy.
Yeah.
They got that off in the 80s. They were just like, ah, I was like, oh shit. I mean, but the 80s was, you know,
the 80s.
You know, but nah, okay. Like, so that shit
scary movies
terrified me, right? So after that, I was like, let me just, because I didn't know there was all sorts of extra shit about scary shit in possession. So I was like, let me get in here and really do some work. And then I had a homie say he was being followed by his dead grandma. And I was like, oh yeah. And he was like, yeah, nigga, she keeps like, I see her at the end of the hallway. And like,
what homie is this?
This is Froho, man.
Ah, that makes sense. Nigga. That makes sense for him.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Mexicans.
Yeah, right.
They real close to that shit.
Hey, man, y'all be inviting them niggas like right before Halloween.
Hey, niggas love death. Like we have a whole situation in Africa.
Niggas
that
do love death. We like, smoke niggas on death. We put death on shirts.
Death on shirt. We put death on music.
Right.
We put death on cars.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. We do put death on cars, dog.
From this year to this year, in the back of my windshield. It obstructs my view, but you know what? You know when my cousin died.
Come on, copper. Come on.
Come on, man.
You kill my cousin,
dog. You give me some slack, dog. I know you see this tag. It's only a month behind.
Come on, nigga. Leave me alone. You know my license is going to be good.
You don't come at me about one number, nigga. One number.
Ooh, I ain't got no license plate. Leave me alone, nigga.
Yeah, but I sunk in that demonology shit like semi hard because I was just like, oh shit, let me learn. Because I was like, yeah, the knowledge is power, right? You know, they taught me in my church, you know, nigga, you got to learn and know, right?
That's right.
We went to a bunch of different churches. So like when we finally settled in the one, them niggas prayer warriors really out here trying to cast some shit out. I was like, oh
man, we can
deal. I don't know about all that.
This shit sucks.
Nah, and then I started waking up at 3 a.m. every day, and I was like, fuck that. I stopped looking into all this shit.
Not the ghosties.
I don't play.
Where your mom at, nigga?
But all that shit aside to say, like, humanity is an incredibly important stat in motherfucking cyberpunk. Like, there you go. In cyberpunk 2077.
Right. And that's why that game. Like, that's why David was able to be chromed out like he was and shit. Cool.
For a while. Like, okay. For a while. No spoilers, you know, for Cyberpunk Edge Runners, but it's been out forever, so you know.
Yeah, that's fine. We're not an anti-spoiler cast.
Stop coming here if you don't want to know what the fuck happened in that thing.
Right. Well, I'm not gonna talk on it.
Absolutely.
I don't really care to finish it. It was good from what I saw, but like I don't care to
finish. Oh no, it was definitely good. And if you didn't finish it, I understand. Cause like again, like there's a definite turning point in the anime where it's like I don't know if I want to keep down this road because, like, niggas' mind is bending. We don't know where my niggas at.
Is there a Japanese dub for the anime or no?
I bet money there is. I'm sure it is
because it can't be like, anime if it wasn't made in Japan.
Given the fact that, like, a whole corporation is called Arisaka and, like, most of them are Japanese, I would, like, and they're the most powerful organization on the fucking market.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, there's definitely a Japanese dub.
Yeah, probably.
They actually got Japanese actors for the motherfucking game, so I was cool with that, too. Shout out Keanu Reeves. He's in the game.
Keanu Reeves is there.
Like, in the game. Like, fuck that game, by the way. They set you up for fucking failure. They're like, hey, here's a best friend. He's great. And then, like,
did you beat it?
An hour. Nah, not yet. I need to finish. That's another game where I didn't fucking finish it because the bug started fucking with me every time I was trying to, like, go talk to a nigga. He wouldn't talk to me. Got my ass kicked by two twins that weren't twins. There's a set of twins, right? That were like, we love each other so much. Like, I love you. You're my brother, nigga. Like, right?
Yeah, I love you too, man.
Irish twins. We're only a year in, like,
year and a half, months
apart. Yeah, you know, years some chains apart, right? But I would never look at you and be like, hey, let's be the same, nigga. Let's combine ourselves. Synapses so our minds are one mind.
That's just how freaky twins can be sometimes. Twins be freaky on the low.
I just want to live inside you. What the
fuck? Yeah, right. You and me, we the same nigga, basically. We got, like, our astrological chart is the exact same.
But, I'm a twin, but I don't have my twin around. Like, right, like my twin was in the womb. So I'm just always like, is there another, like, deep down in there, some calmer version of me out there in the interim? Just
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. I just finished BoJack Horseman,
like, a day ago.
Really, nigga? I never in my life. No.
No, you didn't?
Never seen it.
Oh, then I'm not even going to make a reference. Because a lot of niggas, like, I used to not watch BoJack Horseman because niggas be like, you know what you are? You act like BoJack. I used to be like, suck my dick. I'm nothing like that weird ass nigga. Right?
Yeah.
But then after watching it, I'm like, see, but you know what it is? Like, I think I come off as BoJack, but really on the inside, I'm Mr. Peanut Butter. But that's beside the point.
Huh? Hey, there's a nigga named Mr. Peanut Butter?
Yeah, he kind of funny.
In the show?
Yeah. He kind of
funny. Oh, nigga, this BoJack shit is crazy.
Yeah, look, you gotta watch it.
Get past season one
and it's like,
I don't hate on anybody that likes BoJack, and I'm not gonna hate on anybody for the shit.
No, I hate on niggas that like BoJack, but go on.
I mean, they are kind of, some of them are kind of pretentious.
Some niggas, I put BoJack Horseman fans and Rick and Morty fans.
Yes, I was just about to say, I was like, Rick and Morty fans and BoJack Horseman fans be like, but do you get it though? But do you get it though?
I'm such a BoJack. Understand? First of all, that nigga was doing freaky freak boy shit. What the fuck you want to be BoJack for?
One, I'm perfectly fine, right, with the fact that, like, all right, cool. It was so good that it was like referenced in motherfucking Atlanta. So, like, all right, cool. I already knew that was that type of
movie. But anyway,
no. Tracy said in the episode,
how can can I even feel bad for Scorpion?
Yeah,
but you know what he's talking about in relation to that shit, right?
What? Nah.
Minor spoilers for BoJack Horseman.
Please put it out there because I don't give a fuck.
BoJack is a weird little freak boy, right?
So,
BoJack got this broad he used to be fucking with back in the day, right?
Yeah.
Her name was, I can't fucking remember, I don't care. She moved away to New Mexico and ended up getting married. And she got a whole new life now, right? Now, okay. BoJack, you know, BoJack do shit like you. You more BoJack than me.
Whoa, hold on, man.
wait. That's fucked up.
I don't know that nigga, so like,
you would never do what BoJack did here. You would never.
What did BoJack do?
Okay, I'm gonna get there. Right. But basically, because this is like season 2, 3, I don't fucking remember. Like
BoJack would do.
But anyway, no, because niggas be like, you're like, damn, I said my name. But fuck it.
Yo.
Yeah, it's fine. I'll remember.
Of course, you will. It's your name.
You're a lot like BoJack. And I'm like, no, I have a very sarcastic disposition, but ultimately I'm a very
dry humor.
I'm ultimately a very optimistic nigga, right? Mm-hmm. But you come off like ookie dirky dirky dirk. You know what I mean? You a happy ass jelly bean nigga, right?
Uh-huh.
But so is Mr. Peanut Butter, you know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with it. But the thing is, BoJack will do crazy self-destructive shit, and Mr. Peanut Butter will do other shit, right? But that's beside the point, right? So he goes to New Mexico to go fuck with somebody he used to know, right? Type shit. And when he goes there, he finds out they got a family and blah blah blah. And she really not on the same type time as BoJack used to be. So he's like, you know what, I respect that, but I don't want to go back to LA. So I'm gonna live here for a couple months, right? And they cool. They're like, oh, we like BoJack. He's cool, nigga. I like BoJack.
Move on in. No problem. Right,
move on in, BoJack. Move on in.
Yeah.
What ends up happening is, like, they got a teenage daughter, and the teenage daughter, look at your face. The teenage daughter's like, man, my fucking date to the dance fucking fell through.
He's like, I'll take it. So he was like, I'll take it. I'm fucking dead. He
right, fucked right,
her,
right.
He?
Now, granted, we from
her,
a small.
Did he fuck her? Did he fuck her?
Let me get there, nigga. Anyway, he you know what I mean? We from a small town. We seen grown ass niggas take people to prom.
It's absolutely nasty. Yeah, they're like, hey, well, I know you graduated in 92.
I'm saying that's nasty. But anyway, he famous. He was on an old TV show type shit. So they go out there, he end up buying liquor for them. But it's like, you know what I mean, you watching it, it's like, I've seen worse.
Right. This is every teen movie ever.
Right. This is every teen movie ever, except proctored by an adult. But come on. Anyway, long story less long. The girl, daughter, or whatever. Is all like, I had a magical time tonight, BoJack. And he's like, yeah, right. You know how it is when the young girl wanna, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Whoa, no, I don't. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
what do you mean by that?
Yeah, me neither. Nobody knows.
Yeah, I caught myself. You tried to trap me, bitch.
Checkmate.
Yeah, but you know what it's like with a young girl, bitch.
No, it is with a young Tatiana. No, I don't. I don't know nothing about that. I don't know the shit about you. But anyway, so she's all like, "Well, you know, I'm 17. That's a legal age of consent here." And he's like, "You don't know what."
Hey, look, I'm gonna pause you. Keep that your head right statement. There. That is the nastiest statement, nigga. No matter if you're a male, female. Whatever you identify as,
when you are teetering that line, don't fucking do it. About
the age of consent in your state, nigga, don't do it.
Right? It's like that. It's like Kid Cudi in that Joe Rogan interview where they was asking about the coke. He's like, "It's just a little coke, bro.
It's just a little coke, bro."
All right, nigga, hold on. But anyway, she's like, "You know, I want to do this with you, BoJack," and she's like, "Nah, I'm not gonna do it." So he leave. Then he try to go put the moves on his mom's. And his mom's like, "I got a family." He's like, "All right, I understand." So he go back and she waiting for him in his room type shit. You know what I mean? Yeah. So he's like, "Fuck it. I'm going to just see what play out." And then the moms walk in, right?
Okay.
So he don't smash, right?
All right.
But the big moral dilemma is, would he have smashed, right?
Oh, hold on. So this is, now is this, the moral dilemma is this?
Look at your, look at the
show.
You. Or look is this at you. Like, oh, is that a gray area?
Or is I love that shit. That's my shit, nigga. Between the lines, baby. Yeah. That's wild. Between the lines. Get the fuck out of here, you nasty bitch.
I'm just saying, the age of consent. You know what I mean?
Oh, God. Hold
what
on.
What was it Paw Paw used to say? If it's grass on the field, you play ball, right?
You play ball, nigga.
That's gross.
That's disgusting. Oh, this
very nasty. This very nasty.
Is killing me inside.
Very gross. Grass on the field. You play ball.
You play sick ball. Ass nigga. You nasty fuck. Rest in peace. You
rest
old
in peace.
Bitch.
Sick nigga.
No, I'm glad that we can laugh in his memory. But no, yeah, that has to. Okay, so is it the audience that's like has this moral issue that's like, is this
of so the character himself? The character. He has a moral issue. Like, it happens early in the fucking series. So like, yeah, early enough in the series that it's just like, damn, man, he spends a lot of time like wondering, like, is this something that I would have done? Whatever, Kisara.
Himself? This nigga ridiculous. Like, hey, yeah, look,
he a nasty nigga.
He's not like me at all because, right, look.
I never said he was. No, but he do dumbass self-destructive shit. You know what I mean? And then be
okay,
like,
that part. Yeah. That part right there.
And then he'd be like, "I just don't know why I would do this to myself, blah, blah, blah." and then people just naturally like him. That's how he like you.
Oh,
niggas hate me off rip, but that's what's up.
They just don't know you like I know.
No. I'm what they call an acquired taste, and I'm cool with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm cool with that. I don't want everybody to like me.
Nah. What's weird though is like, for me, I see what you mean by the self-destructive behavior. Like, yeah, absolutely. I'm a self-destructive nigga. Like, it becomes a situation where I'm just like, oh, look, I might be ready to succeed. That's crazy. That's wild. I don't know
what I don't do that.
Fucking subvert expectations. That's what I'm gonna do.
No. And you know what I mean? Not to continually, because I know niggas like to be entertained and shit. Pull the fucking curtain behind the show and like how we kind of do business and shit. But we just had that successful for us fucking Power Rangers video.
Nigga. It was fantastic, man.
And you don't even be checking for it. You all like, what? Oh, good shit. We did it. Oh, not great. I'm like, no, nigga, you don't understand what this is gonna happen.
I'm gonna put it to you like this, dog. I'm gonna put it to you like this. Right. So on a micro scale, right? I look at our TikTok and I'm like, okay, everything
change shit, by the way.
Yeah, right.
But go on.
I look at our TikTok. Every time we put out a video on TikTok, I'll be watching it. I'll like open the app. I'll be like, oh bam. All right, cool. Where we at? All right, cool. It's 100. And I watch, I'm like, okay, 100. Okay. And now like I find out that like, oh, the days that I don't look at this shit, the days that I'll be like, I'm gonna just walk away from it, I'm gonna put it out there, and I'm gonna see. The shit blow up.
Is polite. Thank you guys. Look,
2K is that 2K is fantastic. We have 200 subscribers.
If you monitor it or walk away from it, it's gonna get the same result. I don't give a fuck about you monitoring it, right? what I'm more concerned about is
the engagement.
I don't even care about that. Well, yes, I do care about that engagement, especially when it's shit like Power Rangers that I don't really give too many fucks about.
I love Power Rangers.
Dude. I know you do. And it paid off. Like I told you, if you talk about shit that you like, that you actually are interested in and blah, 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 it will come back in dividends.
It's honest, right? You know?
Yeah, you know I mean, it's like honest. It's honest content. But But I do not, and you know, we've talked about this before. When you start doing things that are successful, people will define you by those successes.
Yeah, it's true. So it's like, and they will put you, I mean, I remember like when we were like, let's talk about fucking anime. Let's do right. as much anime shit as we can. Let's just try to make sure I love anime. Let's talk about it. And it does good. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, damn, but how long can I really like talk about anime?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. Well, let's talk about music. I'm really into music. Let's talk about music.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just like, oh, well, they love music. Or they like, when you find out that like somebody loves something, it's like, oh, shit, this is where.
You know what it really is, right? It's like, yeah. Certain niches are still decentralized.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? They're not a part of the grander conversation in the nerd spirit. Like Power Rangers is fucking central. Like, even though I don't give a fuck about Power Rangers, I know a lot about Power Rangers. I just don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Right.
And because they haven't crossed that threshold into being cool in the mainstream. Not even the mainstream. I don't even want to call it the mainstream, but it's where they're cool in a cultural. It's hard to sell Power Rangers because Power Rangers have already been sold. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. Power Rangers has been an IP around forever, and it's
right. So the money that we're gonna make from Power Rangers, like we've been making it so long that it's like nobody thinks.
Even
about
if
it.
A season does poorly, like even if a season does bad, like they're still gonna somebody is picking up Power Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Power Rangers being on Fox. I remember Power Rangers moving from Fox to ABC. I remember Fox, like, and it was different seasons. Like, it was like,
it's jump networks, like, so people will follow it. Right.
Exactly. Saban is not losing money, but your point is
my point behind that is just like, okay, you can cut your teeth over there on anime, because if you fail at anime, no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, okay, cool. One of the millions of niggas talking about this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, whereas the Power Rangers, just like, you really get one chance to break into there. You know what I mean? Yeah. You go in there, you say your thing about Power Rangers, and then people will be able to tell because it's not fucking it's
I mean, it was the same way with comic books, like probably in like 2017, 2015. Like,
I'd go before that.
Would you say like to Iron Man, like
pre-Avengers, but
Iron Man, like Iron Man 1, like type situation?
Pre-Avengers.
Think so?
Pre-first Avengers, yeah.
What about Eric Bana Hulk? Eric Bana Hulk is a little bit old.
Like Eric Bana Hulk.
Eric Bana Hulk was VHS. Like,
yeah, I remember. I mean, but like, you know, you could probably get fucking Edward Norton Hulk on there too.
I would say actually that's a good place. That's a good space right there. Edward Norton Hulk is probably like
I wouldn't say that either, because it's just like, once again, these are standalone movies. Once the Avengers came together and became like a standalone storyline, then it became like, okay, this isn't about like niche nerd shit anymore. This is about like the millions of dollars.
Yeah, we have now made a certain group mainstream. We have now made these characters a beacon as far as it goes, and we're going to go ahead and use these cash cows as much as possible.
It's the profit IP.
let's build the cinematic universe around these niggas, and let's keep it pushing.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
How you build a good franchise. Like, you know why Blade did great, but we didn't see any much success like after that, is because we didn't build a world with Blade. We told an individual story.
We told a couple. I just watched Blade 2 and 3 like the other day.
No, I love Blade.
I totally forgot that Blade 2 was about how like he came up and rescued Whistler.
Yes.
Totally
nigga, like,
Norman Reedus is there too. Totally forgot Norman Reedus.
Fantastic. I made my girl watch all the Blades. Like, nigga, like my fiance. I made my fiance watch all the Blades, nigga. Like, it was because they're good. Like Blade 1, right? The vampire god. You got to deal with the vampire god. Blade 2, the vampires have evolved. They're trying to evolve past vampires. So now Blade's got to deal with that. We're hunting down Whistler. We're being betrayed and shit. We got Ron Perlman. Like, we got a team. Blade is leading a vampire team in Blade 2. Blade 3, we got Dracula, the progenitor of all niggas. Fucking Ryan Reynolds before
Ryan
anybody
Reynolds is there,
gave a fuck about Ryan Reynolds.
His fourth fucking superhero movie.
Jack as shit. That nigga Hannibal Kane had the whole body work. Triple H acting. Like,
yes, good movie. I like the movie. Yeah, I mean, not really. Blade 3 is not really that good.
Blade 3 is not bad. Blade 2 is the best goddamn Blade movie.
Blade 1 is debatably the best one, but I don't care.
Blade 1, I feel like, is the reason why we have blue shade movies. Like, why we have cerulean fucking shade
that
film.
Blue as fuck.
It was blue as fuck. And then what happened was what was weird is that, like, by Blade 2, we have switched to fucking, is it sepia? Like the fucking
it was a little bit lighter. I mean,
brownish. It's like a brown.
Yeah, but sepia at nighttime is ugly, bro.
I liked it because the fact that every fucking Reaper looked like they had fucking jaundice, like their whole goddamn the coloration made all their veins and shit pop and stuff. And I was like, oh, you can really see like the vascularity of this nigga. Like, yeah, but sorry, we started talking about Blade.
Vascularity.
We started talking about Blade. I got real high. My bad. Yeah. The point being, right, is that when you tell a story in like a niche environment.
Right.
A lot of the times people try to put you in that area, in that space.
Right.
Like when Blade came out, we were like, okay, cool. This is where we want to try to take our movies. And it didn't work for a while. That's why Sony X-Men, I feel like, did really good. Like
After three, like, it kind of. But anyway, you don't like it got past the point of needing a vision. But, you know, we're not here to talk all about that.
Yeah, fucking, no, sorry.
What was the point?
The point was, is that like we put up a Power Ranger video out. It did really well. And in that space, it's hard.
Once again.
Yeah, it's,
and it's not even hard. It's just like, because.
No, not hard to do. I'm saying it's so hard not to take that success or take that win.
Yeah, and try to run in that direction.
Exactly. And say like, let's continue. Oh, shit. Let's change it. It's all Power Rangers.
Right. But now we're Power Rangers.
I feel like we've read it. And what I like about that is that. We tried to build authenticity. We tried to build like a variable fucking cornucopia. So many words. I'm sorry. We tried to build so many fucking words. Variable cornucopia. No, yeah, right. we built a lot of like space for topics for all sorts of different shit. We tried to talk about everything that we liked, different shit like that. I love the logo that you put together. Like shit, you and villain
just named.
Yeah,
forgot how to pod, baby.
I love the logo for the third season that you and villain put together. The fact that it was just this mass of all of these my some of my favorite characters, and that Tommy was obviously there. I was like, we've been repping Power Rangers for a very long time. It was just an opportunity to talk about it.
Multiple, like, of course. And you know, not to try to get meta as we always end up doing.
But I don't mind getting meta because like.
I
call you niggas my family, and so like I try to let you niggas like in as possible. There is so much shit behind the scenes that we don't talk to you about.
Yeah.
There's shit that we deal with, and like we try to make happen. That we puppet master string type shit. We try to make y'all do. We really out here Pied Piper and niggas. Like we really trying to. Like no offense to y'all, I don't think y'all weak minded anything.
I
like
mean,
that,
I would never fuck.
These are not the drones that you're looking for.
Right.
Like, yeah, but
Star Wars video on the way.
The thing is that like. I feel like there's a certain level of value added to like the pod by having these moments of like.
And I agree with you. I really do. I really do agree with you. But it's also just like one thing that has kind of like occurred to me is like new listeners do not give a fuck about the meta.
That's true. That's true. They don't want the meta because they're not a stat. They're not.
Yeah, right. They don't know you
in the source. Like,
right.
Rick and Morty works well is because we started a season. We threw canon to the fucking wind and we said, here's fun episodes. And then we built a canon out of non-canon.
Yeah, whatever that means.
I'm saying that Rick's backstory was never given to you right off rip. He was just gone, right? He was gone and he's back.
What
and
the
then
fuck is he talking about? Rick?
Rick Sanchez, nigga. Like, nigga, Rick and Morty.
All right, cool, whatever. Saying, miss me with that bullshit, nigga. Fuck Rick and Morty. Fuck Rick and
nigga,
Morty.
Missed my whole point. Fine.
Man. Fine. Now, you know what it is? You forgot the point, and that's why you try to pivot away from it. But that's beside the point. Meta anyway, but back to business, right? There was a couple things that you kind of wanted to talk about.
Yeah, no, we were getting ready to segue.
Well. No, this is the segue right here.
Oh, hold on, wait, y'all.
You got the only nigga to segue.
Look at this nigga trying to segue.
Yeah, right. Now I can't.
I see how easy it is to shit on that.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Once you start seeing,
that's my biggest. That's what I've been trying to fix my whole life because it's just like I don't believe that I'm a smart nigga, right? I don't believe it. I don't believe that I'm a smart nigga. I believe that I just see things that everybody should be seeing. Right.
Yeah. No, I got you.
Paying attention to shit. Everybody should be paying
attention. And the funny thing about it is that in the beginning stages of living life like that, you don't realize that nobody else sees it.
Right. It's just like, damn, wait a minute, what?
Wait, hold on. Y'all don't see this too?
Right. Cause like there's just so many things where it's just like people will like especially in class, being in advanced classes and shit.
Yeah.
Like fucking niggas will like sit around and they think that their take is so different. So new, but it's just like no, new in here. But I promise, if any of these niggas would have walked away and thought about it, you wouldn't have been the first nigga to say that. And would you still believe it if you didn't feel like you were the first nigga to say it? But that's beside the point.
I see. Because the credit that you receive or the credit that you give yourself from, like, oh, putting out this hot take or some shit like
that. Right. You want to be the first nigga, and that's why you married to the point.
Yeah, exactly. Right? You're not open to even try to change it because you just got here.
Right.
Like, you just got to the zone.
Right. And it's just like, oh, shit. Right. But anyway, fucking not to get fucking off thing, back to the sex. But now I remember because it's just like... And I be wanting to see, I see things and I want to call it out because I want to have a more enriched conversation in the circle, right?
Like, no, oh, I get you.
Right. Come on, man. Like, niggas will be like, you know, obviously Rick Sanchez has been through a lot of traumatic shit. Cool. Now let's get to the point where we don't give him the excuse for it, right?
Right. It's like, hey, look, okay, we've been through that. We've established that. We know the reasons for their actions. Mm-hmm. But let's go ahead and keep talking about the consequences of their actions.
Right. Like, but that's beside the point. Anyway.
I mean, I funny thing about I hate to even get lost in that diatribe, but we get very deep into like the reasons of a motherfucker will do some shit. Because once upon a time, we didn't consider it. Like, I see where once upon a time I was like, oh yeah, we didn't give a fuck about why you did it. Let's just make sure that you get either A, punished, or B, like, you know, reward. Right. We don't give a fuck why, just as long as you did it. Yada yada. Nowadays it's more so like, oh well, cool. Why did you do it? Like, what's the reason behind? Like, oh, what's the thought process?
And not to say like the why of anybody doing anything is going to absolve you of any consequence, right? But it's easier for me to like reach a conclusion if I just know why you did something.
No, I get it. And here's the thing:
your why don't even got to be that complicated. It can be as simple as I was ashamed. Shout out to the Anabase for they made a comment today about like on one of their pods. They were talking about Tokyo Godfathers and how one nigga didn't like divulge information, and it was like, why would you not even say that? And then, like, you know, the homie Ferris was all like, oh, because he was ashamed. And I'm like, that is a good enough reason to me.
Good reason, right there. Like, hey, look, shame is a powerful feeling, nigga. Shame, embarrassment, that shit right there will keep you out of it. Motherfuckers die because of embarrassment. It was like, hey, look, I don't want nobody looking at my anus, so I'm not going to the doctor.
Right.
I don't care what, how bad it burns or how much it hurts.
Yeah, right. I ain't going to no doctor to get this VD check.
This shit just itch, man. It just itch.
It's just going to itch till I'm dead. But fucking,
I just leave it like this.
I know you don't watch JoJo's Bizarre
Adventure. It's just going to itch till I'm dead.
I know you don't watch JoJo's Adventure. I know you don't watch JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. But there's a stand in there called Cheap Trick, and he like attached himself to people's back. And he like he attaches
chow himself. To? Does he chow to himself?
That's fucked up. Goodbye, Tien. This move is whack. This move sucks.
This move is terrible. Yeah. It didn't work either.
Yeah, but nah, there's a, he attaches himself plan to people's
this?
Back.
How did you practice this?
Nah, it was just it's a desperation move. But anyway, Cheap Trick attaches himself to people's backs.
All right,
and basically there was a nigga who was actually scared of people seeing his back. So, like, he was exploiting the fuck out of that. But one nigga was like, I'm so curious. I gotta see what's on his back. And once you see him, he's like, I'm done with your back. I'm going to your back now. Anyway, it's very crazy. The condition is that he won't let go of the back under any circumstances. I'll rip your skin off, big dog. Anyway,
he's a monster.
Yeah, he's a fucking weirdo. Anyway, back to nerd shit or whatever. What was you gonna say?
That was nerd shit, nigga. I don't know anything about JoJo.
You're right. Back to the segu though.
God, we were talking. There's so many topics, nigga. There's so much shit.
We had a whole docket.
A game plan, a whole goddamn game plan. Huh?
Yeah.
Docket, of course.
Yeah.
No, but Netflix, watching that, checking that shit out. Fuck.
Okay. All right. We're not.
No, I got you. I got you. While you've been gone, we have missed out. Well, not missed out because we've had to participate in this like as we've gone on in our lives. RIP to so many motherfuckers in the last few months, man. We really had, I say motherfuckers, like so many people in the last few months, like RIP Takeoff, like, you know, died in our home state. You know, I'm so happy that as a state, we really tried to stand up and be like, hey, look, you know, this is not what we do.
That what happened?
Yeah, Jay Prince, a lot
Jay
of these.
Jay Prince didn't say that shit.
Yes,
make Jay sure Prince. You check in.
Jay Prince did not say that.
Jay Prince said, make sure you check
nigga,
in.
Nigga, you gonna get me shot. Nigga, you're not in Texas. You don't have to
And then he said, Jay Prince be selling wolf tickets.
Jay Prince is not gonna come.
Wolf ticket. Get your wolf ticket right here. Come see the wolf.
Oh my god. This nigga here.
I swear to God, it's Prince. Wolf.
Yeah, no, but Jay Prince made a massive statement on behalf of the city of Houston, which was real dope. I thought that was cool. If anybody was going to, because honestly, to me, if there's anybody that I could consider like the head of state when it comes to Houston, if it's not Bun B, it's Jay Prince. Like, and then like if I had to look at like list the fucking cabinet for like Houston, be like Jay Prince, like head of state. Like motherfucking Bun B, like secretary to people or whatever the fuck.
There's no way we have this conversation to come out on top.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's true.
There's no way we talk about that on top.
No.
I got a friend that actually knows Texas legends.
Which one? Jay Prince?
Yeah, Jay Prince, the whole Prince family.
The fuck?
Yeah, because Jay Prince Jr., he be outside.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It was great. I just had a gnat fly in my eye.
It's okay. It's just cry. Anyway, fuck it. I'm telling you. I had a splinter in my eye a couple weeks ago. That shit sucks. Well, anyway, yeah, Jay Prince Jr., he'd be outside, and I got a friend, and she knows him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy. Don't put that fucking clip in there, by the way, of my fucking whole face looking fucking.
It's fine. I'll do what I can for it. Anyway, I'll do what I can. We on a time crunch. But, but fuck it, yeah. Yeah. No comment. I also read Jay Prince's book.
What's the fucking title of that book?
And Power of Respect or some shit.
That's it. Or some shit.
Yeah. And he basically said in that book, and once again, there's no way we come out on top of this. He basically said in that book that My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me by the Ghetto Boys was written about him and exclusively him.
Just him. Now I remember him. Like he's like I've seen interviews of this nigga talk about like getting the Ghetto Boys together, and he really does sound like Nick Fury trying to get the Avengers together.
No. I've seen it, but he basically like
there was five niggas in the group.
He was telling me that Scarface was kind of bitch made, and that Willie D was a 2-bit hustler, and that Bushwick Bill was a fucking loose cannon.
A loose cannon who was addicted to drugs, which is very true.
But it was not R.I.P. Bushwick Bill, but
R.I.P.
Yeah, right. But every verse of Ghetto Boys is my playing tricks on you.
All me. I was punching the concrete. Yeah. I was robbing little kids for bags. It was all me.
Right. You know what I mean?
They wrote especially it about Bushwick my life.
Bill's verse. Where he talked about robbing kids. But they bags on Halloween.
What was weird is that like, all right, so Jay Prince, right? No disrespect to Jay Prince.
We're fucked.
No, nigga, that's my pain. I was like, how can we do this?
Right.
I was so happy I lost that UGK hat.
Yeah, you lost the hat. All right, whatever.
Yeah, I tried to throw it in there. Like, I don't know where it is. I'm sorry.
Right, whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, I know, right? I don't know. I thought I lifted him, like, you know.
Palace. Yeah, all right, cool. I don't want to hear this.
I'm sorry. But...
UGK wasn't even really. He was. They was on rap a lot. Come on now.
No. I'm just saying. I'm just
headed by Jay Prince.
They.
YBN is dead because of Jay Prince.
Yeah. Nah. The fact that Zero even got jumped was crazy. Like, and it's the crazy. Fact
I
that
said YBN, not ABN.
No, I'm just saying. You said YBN. I was thinking about ABN, and I was like, "Ooh, damn! I'm sorry, Zero."
Shout out to Texas specific podcast today.
Yeah, it was like shout out to you. Everybody, give Trey the truth, the benefit of the doubt. I highly doubt he called out that motherfucking jumping on his cousin. Like,
I'm certain.
I don't think he fucking did that.
How could that happen?
Why would he do that? You know, he's like, I got three cousins. Like, what? No, that's not. There's no way.
Come on. Wolf tickets. Get your wolf tickets here. Come see the wolf. Come and see the wolf. The wolf is real. I swear to God.
R.I.P. Takeoff. Respect to Jay Prince. Jay Prince.
Yeah, why would we ever talk shit about
Godfather of the game, man. Real G right there.
All right.
Suck his nuts.
If you want your nuts, come through. Boy, I cupped him nuts so great. Just like this.
ever so gently in my hands.
I cupped the nuts, buddy.
I'll bat them around for you if you want. Oh, you
boogity, 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 boogity.
Oh, Jay Prince's nuts is disgusting, nigga. Oh, you gotta get all the way down.
That's shit. Crazy. This is what happens when you don't got a guest.
Oh my god. We say shit like motherfucker.
Cover Jay Prince's nuts. But anyway, RIP Takeoff.
RIP Takeoff.
But I do mean it, because Takeoff, the fact that Takeoff, me and Takeoff are the same age. I think he was maybe like a month older, maybe younger than me. Yeah. So like to see somebody who was literally, a lot of people don't give him the credit for propelling the Migos as far as they go.
Absolutely. Like, that Left Off Bad and Bougie shit really did like make niggas be like, yeah. I mean, I was saying nobody give a fuck, but like it revealed the kind of thought process for Takeoff for the general.
True. They kind of looked at him like the third member, but it was just like, you know, yeah. When you got the early Migos singles that kind of like got traction, like it's Takeoff the one that like pushing that. Like Fight Night is pretty much all Takeoff.
The verses are incredible. You cannot hate his name. The fact that the mainstream songs are just Takeoff, like a great deal of Takeoff ad libs.
Yeah.
Like that take away, not they don't take away, because they add incredible shit to his fucking lineage and legacy, excuse me. But like they make a lot of people who are not necessarily like they're not necessarily like huge fans of hip-hop, the music, different shit like that, they kind of take that as like a fucking background singer type shit. They're like, oh well, I know what a hype man is, but they're not really an artist.
Well, like, I also think that Offset takes a lot from Takeoff's flow. And so when Offset got out, they kind of heard Takeoff and was like, oh, that's like the same guy, except Offset's a little bit more melodic. Yeah,
Offset has like a whole fucking following in a situation like that, okay. Because the free Offset situation with him being gone, yeah. Right, and then showing back up, anybody's gonna be ready for a nigga with a dramatic entrance. Like it's just kind of how like everybody is very much like, oh man. Shit, that's crazy.
And Takeoff never went out there and found like another artist to like date or whatever. He lived a very private life. It's fucked.
It's absolutely fucked. And not to say that I don't wish anything on anybody, like absolutely, right. But like it's wild as shit that would just like gone down in like the littest bowling alley in fucking Houston.
That's fucking crazy. That
like bowling alley. Like, wait, hold on, where'd he go? He wasn't just in the Fifth Ward. He wasn't in Murder Block.
The
bowling alley.
There's no way. We can't.
No. Like, and one thing I'm not gonna do is motherfucking like bite Joe Budden, like, right, like, because he did have a whole spiel.
Wolf tickets, get your wolf tickets.
Like a spiel meal about like motherfucking me, bowling alleys and shit. But I personally, I was like, oh shit, I was also surprised. Like,
it's disgusting because like him, the PNB Rock situation. Now that I really know much about that, it's just these guys weren't even doing anything that.
This wasn't considered like gangbanging activity. This wasn't just like the typical like rapper at the club situation type shit. Like, wasn't no drive by was involved. It was just like, you know, it's getting crazier and crazier because it's like we went from, you know, XXXTentacion getting like shot outside of like a motorcycle dealership, like an 18 off basically off road vehicle dealership, to like motherfucking Young Dolph getting killed outside of a cookie store. I mean, killed in a cookie store. PNB Rock died like on the street, like just on the street. Like he was at what? I don't even remember what establishment it was.
Roscoe's, bro.
Fucking Roscoe's, dog. And a fucking chicken and waffles.
Why you say that about Roscoe's?
I'm saying it's a chicken and waffles.
Fucking Roscoe's, man.
This is Roscoe's chicken and waffles. We all know what it is. Like, I knew we were going to have this portion of the pod because obviously we can't, like, we can't not talk about it because, again, we missed this opportunity. We weren't actively participating in the media during that time frame, so for us not to have spoken on it, to give those flowers to those individuals, especially coming out of our home state, like, you know, like dying in our home state, I just felt like we had to speak on that shit. But it'd be wild, man. We're getting down the line where like it doesn't matter where you're at, it doesn't matter what kind of civilian shit you're doing, like niggas will come get you. Like, yeah, you know,
it never mattered where you're at.
Pop Smoke died in a very affluent neighborhood, like. Right. Like they had a Ring camera, like that. It wasn't like he was just in a trap or something like that. Like, you know, no. There was a whole camera on the door when they busted and killed that nigga.
That's
fucking wild. Absolutely sad. Incredible sadness. And it's crazy that I got a segue like this. So with all this being said, you know, God rest the dead, all that shit, God keep him. Oh, shout out to their families. Hope that they're doing okay. You know, shit. Shout out to Quavo. You know, I know it's hard. I couldn't imagine what it would be like if somebody took a brother away from me. Like, took my brother away from me. I don't know. I'll be screaming, hollering on live too. I wouldn't be able to. Man,
I'm gonna be honest with you. If I pass, do not get on live and say a motherfucking thing.
I don't plan on.
Don't answer no DMs about nothing from any random that talking to you about some other shit. Cause you should have said it to me, bitch. What the
all
fuck?
I'm saying is this: if I pass, bro, keep the lies.
Keep your lies and my lies.
Keep the lies, nigga.
Your lies are my lies, and I'll be there from the bottom of my heart. Whatever you lied about, I best believe. I'm gonna learn what the fuck they were talking about.
That nigga
I'm
crazy.
Gonna get the information before they. I'm gonna get the information before I get to lie.
Yeah. Right. Most of them. Same here, nigga. Same here. Your lies are my lies. Nigga.
Your lies are my lies.
Nah. With all that being said, man, like death in the streets, shit like that, man. Have you noticed how crazy it has been? At the and I don't mean the dick ride. Have you noticed how crazy it's been over at No Jumper, nigga? Like that nigga Adam 22 is getting a real like stable of niggas, like stable of niggas ready.
How do I talk about this without showing a hand? Because he did the right thing. He's been doing every.
Oh no, absolutely.
I look up to Adam. Hey,
when he got up and didn't participate. When he didn't even grab.
I'm talking about even before that. But yeah, I mean, yeah.
Oh, no, here's the deal. I respect Adam. As far as
I look up to
Adam. Admire Adam, for sure. Because what he's doing differently, that what I'll say is this, where Joe Budden is missing out, where motherfucking me,
we can't be on record supporting Joe Budden ass niggas.
But no, absolutely not. No, Joe Budden is canceled. But what I'm saying is where
is
Joe Budden misses.
He's not canceled. Let's where, not that. Canceled. We just can't support.
I hate that fucking lingo. Joe Budden misses out. Motherfucking, what's that nigga that does drink champs? Nori, where Nori misses out.
Yeah.
Where some of these niggas miss out on is that they're not putting niggas on. They're not putting niggas on. They're not putting niggas on well. What I'll say is this.
What do you mean?
What podcast, what niggas, what other shows has Nori attempted to help spawn? What other show?
Oh, man, don't do this.
No, don't do it. Show me I'm uneducated.
You're about to speak from a very ill-informed area.
That's the thing. Tell me I'm uneducated. I would much rather put a take out there that's very
passionate. I wouldn't. So everybody.
And then somebody tell me I'm wrong, and I'll be like, okay, cool. Because like, even if I have a platform, I'm a person, nigga. Like, I make mistakes. I'll say shit real hard and respect. Because like, shout out to Charleston. Like.
This nigga want that soft launch so bad. You want to do the soft launch so bad.
Oh, Jesus. Shout out to Charleston White. Excuse me. But I'm going to just say what the fuck I want to say. And if I'm wrong, let a man come to me and tell me. But if you ain't a fucking man, if you ain't a real nigga.
I have yet to see anything from Charleston White, so I don't know.
Really?
Nigga, so, I've been on a boat, nigga. What the fuck?
I understand. Charleston White, man. Charleston White is a character, dog. And I mean that. I mean that truly. I mean that he's a real individual, but I think that he plays a character in order to try to get like a certain message.
As we all do.
To like niggas. Like that's just how it is. And his character is like, and mind you, it's real. It's fucked off, but it's not fucked off. It's the same way like George Carlin, like, right? George Carlin was basically not fuck everybody, but he was very ready to be irreverent and very ready to like, you know, basically tear down anything. Nothing.
Right. In the name of the narrative, he goes for it.
Absolutely. He would go for it. This is Charleston White, right? Where Charleston White would be like, fuck your baby. And he's like, wait, my daughter? And he'd be like, yes, fuck that bitch. And it would be like, oh, wow, Charleston White went there, right? Or he'd be like, hey, look, I don't give a fuck. I don't have to help out that dead nigga's mama. That's your job. You're his day one. You should help out his dead mama. Nobody should tell me what the fuck I should do with my money. That's the type of nigga Charleston White is. That's the type of individual he is. I was just saying, in my situation with Nori and motherfucking, who else was I fucking calling out?
You were talking about Nori and you was talking about Joe.
Oh, yeah, and Joe, right? Joe, right?
Here's what I'm saying, and I'll say this, right? Oh, yeah. One, Adam's white.
Punching up. I'll punch up all day. Yes.
Yeah, fine. Number one. Number one, Adam's white. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, no knock to white niggas. You know, I love
white. Of course, we love the white.
My favorite people are white. I have a friend that's white, actually.
Yeah.
But anyway,
shout out them.
Yeah. Adam's white. Number two, Adam is playing a different game than these niggas.
It's true. It is
Adam
true.
Is playing they're very different.
They're very critical about the game that that nigga is playing.
No,
but Joe for sure.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's gonna be very critical of that. He literally runs a news platform much like other news platforms.
Yeah. Right.
True. A lot of that stuff
bias and all that good with all that bias and all that good shit. You know, that's what a news platform does.
I would call it bias, but you still have to spin a narrative for people.
When I say bias, I mean he's biased towards the most salacious situation.
Well, even bro, I'm telling you, if you look at like our stuff, if we went full sin on topical shit and tried to spin a narrative, we would be much bigger than where we are right the fuck now.
It's true. But it's very true. It's very
because
true.
We try to run the platform with an ounce of like with a sense of personality and integrity. We don't do that. Now, Adam, he's got a big team.
Yes. And that's what I was going to say. That's my thing is that he's got a big team and it's growing.
And the team got big because he was willing to give people opportunities that people wouldn't normally give.
And that's my praise, right? That's my praise for Adam. And that's my critique of somebody like Joe, right? Is that
Joe tried to start his own network.
And I get that. What I feel like is that Joe tried to start his own network, but still wanted to, what I won't say this about Joe, but what I will say is something about Adam. I'll say is that with Adam, and it seems to have bitten him in the ass from time to time, but not like in the worst place, is that he is willing to afford a lot of freedom when it comes to these shows. When it comes to the personalities, he's not looking to like tailor or like construct anything particular. He's willing to call out people for the wrong they're doing, but I feel like he is giving a lot of freedom to these individuals to try to
make sure. Well, the thing about the shows that they create, right? And this is the difference between like, you know, a Joe Budden network, which isn't necessarily a thing anymore.
Yeah,
and,
right. Like,
No Jumper.
Right.
No Jumper hires characters. And then you hire those characters and trust those characters to curate and create their own thing with minimal guidance. And in the event that they fuck it up, they just cut it off. You know what I mean? Like, and this was said in a couple like mini things where it was just like, hey, there's very few shows that Adam says no to.
Yeah.
He pretty much three episodes, and then if it's fucked, then cut it.
It's gone. Yeah. And I feel like that's good. Right. Like he's completely willing to allow motherfuckers to get in there.
They're also not getting salaries that are
equal to the numbers that they're putting out.
Not necessarily, because like, you know, what I'm basically saying is like, so, and I'm not pocket watching, I don't know.
Yeah,
a lot of these niggas, I don't know. A lot of these niggas are cutting like 30K a check, right?
10K more than
like a 30K a year, right?
Yeah.
Somewhere in that ballpark.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that's 10K more than the average nigga. 20K fairly.
You're in Texas, so don't say that. Please stop.
That's what I'm saying.
Please stop giving people an opportunity to figure out how much money you make. Anyway, fucking cost of living in Texas is different. But anyway, they make basically cost of living. And then the rest they expect you to kind of like build your own platform for. That's why he says yes to so many projects, because you're probably not going to get compensated monetarily off of these things.
True.
Yeah, you know I mean, whereas Joe, he wants you to make like a comparable, livable, you know what I mean?
Wage. I get it.
And then you get the same thing. It's just he wants more control over the shows.
Yeah, and to a degree with Joe, he's like, look, I'm asking for something. I'm giving you something. I'm trying to make sure that you are fully secure in this.
And then so on top of that, because Adam is like the nigga that he is, everything goes on his platform. So if like at the end of the day puts out an episode.
Yeah, but how do you feel about Back on Fig?
I don't give a fuck about Back on Fig.
But do you know what Back on Fig is?
That's what fucking Q's brother, right?
T-Rail. I don't know.
Okay, yeah. T-Rail and who?
Oh, no. T-Rail and motherfucking goddamn me Schmack Lope.
Yeah. Q's brother.
Is that? I don't know if it's really Q's brother,
it's like, Schoolboy Q's brother, bro.
Is it really his brother, though?
I don't fucking know, nigga.
I don't think it's his brother. smacking T-Rex. Like they have their own platform. Yeah. And then as far
they don't
as
have like, their own platform. Let's not get that fucked up. Like Back on Fig is like their own YouTube channel, like separate YouTube channel or what?
And they like Twitch. It's their they run it on Twitch and they also put it out on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then, so that's like, not, then that's not like, no jumper.
Okay. Yeah. Now, mind you, like you have shit like where like Adam had a problem with the fact that like, and this is gonna get like in the weeds. You know who It's Milk TV is?
Mm-hmm.
I love It's Milk. By the way, I've been checking his content. North, you're south, east, them. West. The deal.
Yeah, you're crashing them. West, but anyway, the
deal. Yeah, no, I like that nigga. I don't like him. I'm sorry. I can't help it. But Adam hates him. But basically, he was on Back on Fig. For like a couple of episodes talking about like I'm gonna be the, like they were talking about like he's gonna be the third host and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then Adam was like, I have an issue with that, like I have a problem with that. And then he ended up having to like, and then T-Rail stuck by him. And so then I was like, maybe you have a point, because I'm thinking about that now. I'm like, well, Adam does kind of have a voice in these other niggas' platforms. Yeah.
He hands them more freedom and more exposure. He hands them that, but in return, it's like, oh, I want your undying loyalty. I don't know. Once again, like, you know what I mean, I don't have any problem with that platform over there, but to say that like Nori, because Nori's not in the business of getting other people.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Nori definitely was somebody that I maybe shouldn't have brought up. Like, I get that.
I get it. But somebody said we was like the drink champs. The fucking
yeah. And that's what I was gonna say. I was like, so what I'll say is this.
Now, I don't know if that's true or not.
I feel like I like Nori, and I'm not talking shit about Drink Champs.
I like Drink Champs.
Yeah, like I like the fact that Nori's been through it. He's been through the industry, and he's still a friendly dude. And
when I hear like that, I'm like, oh, you're. When I hear that,
nigga, that fucking crack was wild. Nigga.
When I hear that, I'm like, oh, so he's goofy. Right. It to me, the worst insult you could ever tell me is that I'm goofy. That
I'm fucking goofy. Yeah. Right? Like LA niggas be worried about being called a weirdo. Like, don't call a Texas nigga goofy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking don't goofball. Do that. Like fucking goofy ass nigga. Hey, what? Goof, yeah, no, goofy. Don't do that. Don't fucking do that. Hey, look, bro.
On the open road.
So yeah. Hey, I've gotta go ahead. I gotta call it right here.
Mm.
You know, I gotta go get the fiance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, give us a proper send off, bitch.
What, oh yeah, most stuff.
You can play on my phone.
Nah,
that's how old Denny is on.
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah, I got to get my fiance, bro. So I definitely want to hit a part two because I have a lot part of things two, I want to talk
we'll
about.
Just do another episode.
I know it's gonna be another episode, but I'm saying it's linked to this one. I think for the first time we can do like a part two, like a linked up episode. I think it would be cool. But yeah. Shout out to everybody that clicked on the link today. Thank you so much. We love the shit out of you. Hey, it's the Well-Spoken Token. I'm saying bye. Say bye to the people, bro.
All right, man. Y'all be easy.
Ear. Thank you so much. We love you. It's the Well-Spoken Token, and I'm out.